Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Tuesday and kind of a weird looking Tuesday out there. Very cloudy here in the metro. A bit cooler than yesterday and definitely feel it in the air. And that ain't nothing. It's definitely going to get cooler as the week goes along. All right. Well, hopefully we can warm you up. We're going to be taking a little travel around the region to get some updates on some different crop conditions and what's harvested, what's not. We'll be heading over to the Foreman area here in just a moment to get an update. We're also going to be at 209 this afternoon. We're going to be heading over to the 97th Annual National FFA Convention. We're going to check in with Dawson Malkowski. I don't know if I talked to Dawson before or not, but he is the current North Dakota Sentinel for the FFA. And, of course, today is the first day of the National Convention, so we'll get the sights and sounds of what's happening there. Also, we'll check markets with Dwayne Bossy coming up at 2:20. Harrison Weber, Executive Director for the Red River Sugar Beet Growers Association, going to be stopping by at 2:33. And then we're also going to have an update with Jim Lund, who's hearing from some folks around the region. Of course, he's with Legacy Seeds, but the drought conditions, very dry soil conditions, have made the soybean harvest a bit challenging this year. All right, we are going to head over to Foreman and check in with the Sargent County Extension agent. She is a pinch hitter today, but she still does a great job, Melissa Sikora. How's Melissa doing today?
Doing good.
So I was teasing you a little bit earlier that everything is off and the winter is ready to come. That's not the case. You guys are still harvesting, still stuff going on.
Yes, there's been a record harvest pace this fall, pretty much with our dry conditions. But I would say that our soybeans are pretty much finished. If maybe there's a field or two out there yet, okay. But I would say they're pretty much finished.
Have you heard much for, and that's one of the topics we're going to talk about, the dry conditions or the ground has just been so hard, though, to deal with because of the drought. Have you heard much from the farmers on that issue?
Yeah, I mean, it is dry, so it's making tillage challenging with, breaking shovels and clumping up and just being a little too dry for optimum tillage.
Okay.
So there's not very many soybean fields that have been worked up yet around the area.
Right. So let's talk about soybeans for a minute. I know we've done plenty of checking in your neck of the woods in that region, and sounds like for the most part an average year. Have you heard some numbers from the growers and how they did?
Yeah, I guess I would agree. It was pretty average. As we kind of know, going into the spring, there was a lot of drowned out areas. And then throughout the growing season, it looked really, really good. So it was maybe a little less than expected. You know, it looked good, so maybe we were expecting record-breaking yields, okay. But that wasn't necessarily the case, and it was probably 35 to 45 bushels per acre average.
Oh, okay, that is a little bit smaller than I thought. The interesting thing, though, and I'm guessing this is probably the comment that you maybe heard there, was that when guys or gals got out to do the harvest, their soybeans looked good, they're pretty confident, and then they got out there, and they're like, wasn't quite as good as I thought it was going to be. And that sounds like you might have been in that niche.
Yep. I would agree with that. I think that it looked great and should have been great, but it was good.
Just a little bit down, just so then it takes the edge off. All right, let's talk about the corn. Where are we at there in Sargent County?
Well, again, that's coming off quickly as well, but I would say we're 80% or better complete with the harvest, but there's still quite a heavy field. The truck's going, hauling it to the elevator still. But the yields have been great there from what I've heard, above average and
going
dry. Well.
Should be dry, right?
Yes.
That should be an issue.
Yep, dry, low moisture and pretty good test weight as well.
Okay.
So
for Sargent County, we got soybeans off. Corn is most of the way done. Do you have much for like sunflowers? Is there any other crop that's still kind of out there?
Not too much.
Okay. Well, that's good. Just wrap it up.
Yes. Now, again, just the dry field conditions making fall tillage work challenging, and then it's been warm. So the soil temperatures are still a little too warm, limiting our fertilizer activity this fall.
I would imagine also cover crops have taken a little bit of a bite since there's been no moisture.
Yeah. Some that got in, I mean, I see a few fields around the county that got in early enough to get some moisture,
okay.
Look beautiful, but then others, yeah, there's not okay. enough moisture there in some as well.
As far as, like, the weeds this year, kochia is the winner. Water hemp was up there. And the folks that I've talked to, I don't think anybody saw any Palmer amaranth. Not that I was looking for it or wanted it, but that's good news. Would you say about the same, that water hemp and kochia were probably the biggest?
Yep. Pigweed and water hemp species, maybe a little Palmer there. But okay. For the most part, yeah, it's just in the redwood pigweed family. So.
Okay. All right. As far as the extension stuff goes, anything happening in your near future? You guys been doing a lot with 4-H, or what's been going on, or what's coming up?
Yeah, we have been working pretty hard on 4-H with the new 4-H year started September 1st, which is going quickly, but kind of in the National 4-H Week was the first week of October, and kind of getting clubs and members onboarded there, and then so that's been heavier workload in the 4-H area. And then coming up in November, we have a leadership workshop we're hosting, Lead Local, on November 14th in Foreman.
Okay. And for folks that want a little bit more information on that, where would be the best place for them to go?
They can go to our website or Google Sargent County Extension, and we have the information there for registering and kind of a little bit more of what it's about.
Test kits, did you guys go through a bunch for, like, resistance? Herbicide resistance?
I'm thinking right. No, we didn't go through a whole lot there.
Okay. But still available? Somebody wants to use
them?
Okay.
Yep, we still have those available. We still have soybean cyst nematode sample bags available as well. And considering that a lot of the fall soybean tillage work has not been done, that still can be sampled for soybean cyst nematode as well.
Mold issues, did you have much for that earlier in the year or not, with all the rain that we did get for a while?
There was some, yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, anything else before we let you go?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. We're getting close to complete for the year.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate you hopping on and giving us the rundown of what's going on in Sargent County. And hopefully we'll catch up with you this spring, or we'll see you at a farm show.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. That's latest in the report that we have for that Foreman area from our extension agent there. We're going to take a break, a couple minutes away from the bottom of the hour.